move on to the issue of means testing allowances, because there was a unanimous recommendation from the Social Protection Committee on their pre-budget submission in 2023 to establish a high-level officials group to scope out and develop a roadmap for the delivery of non-means tested participation income for family carers, abolishing the means test completely by 2027. Means testing, Jennifer Kavanagh, it's always a vexed issue, but this seems to be a compelling case given the predicament that people are in, according to the committee.
Absolutely, because people who are caring for people, they are either reducing their career because you can only work 18.5 hours if you're getting this. They are providing care, which means it's not falling onto the state. And I think these people who are caring for others, the state should be doing everything in its power to actually help them, not put them through admin and red tape of means tests. And we see that, like, care is important. We had the fallout from the referendum where people weren't happy with the way it was being framed. It was looking like it had to be in the home, that the state was trying to step out of it. That was a lot of the sentiment that people who voted no felt, that the state should be doing everything in its power to help these people from taking that burden off the state from long-term residential care.
Right. Mary Siri Kearney, this is the opportunity for the state to show the bona fides it said it had when campaigning for the referendum and remove the means test for carers allowance. No?
Well, look, the fact of the matter is that we have means tests that are in there that are, quite frankly, live up to their name. They're actually incredibly mean. And if we were to value the role played by and put a price on what the role played by family carers, it would outweigh what is actually paid to family carers. So I personally am advocating, have been for a number of years now since I first encountered Family Carers Ireland, that there shouldn't be a means test, because the value to the state is so much more than that. And that people shouldn't be, because they are carers and this is their family member in many instances, that should not be abused. That should not be taken for granted. That should have a monetary value. And there have been steps taken in the right direction. We have an interdepartmental group reviewing all the means testing at the moment. There have been increases in allowances over the last number of years. But actually, we need to go much further than that.
OK, Cathal Berry, I think there was an estimated cost of the parliamentary budget cost of €375.3 million was put at the cost of abolishing it. But every time people talk about implementing a means test for a universal benefit, we're told it's too costly and too complicated. So I'm not sure if it's a net cost or not. Do you think those kind of things should be factored in, or is that just all too petty and we should look at the principle of it?
Yeah, well, you can look at both. So the regional group of independent entities brought a motion about 2 months ago. We would have called for the abolition of the means test. The Parliamentary Budget Office basically estimated at €375 million, but said it's money well spent. The carers in the country are saving the state about €20 billion a year. That's €20 billion with a B. That's according to family carers.
There's about half a million of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So to solve the problem, it's €375 million. That's what it's costed as. But as Mary was saying as well, and the other contributor as well, that it's about a 4-year roadmap. So this could be tapered in very, very easily. You spoke about the principle. And the principle is, this is work. And we're all salaried here. Our salary doesn't depend on a means test. If you do the job, you get the pay. And there's also a gender preponderance issue here as well, because the vast majority of carers are women. And their income as carers are dependent on their male spouse's income, which is outrageous in 2024. So there's a moral component as well as an economic component to this.
It seems, Richard Boyd-Barrett, slightly at odds with the logic behind the children's allowance, which is paid on a universal basis to defray not only the cost of the care of children, but also the argument has often been advanced to give an element of financial sovereignty or independence to the person who cares for the children. Why does the same not apply in the case of other people who receive care?
I couldn't agree more, and generally we're in favour of sort of universal payments and dealing with the issue of a very small number of people who might benefit that don't really need it by dealing with that, with the system of general progressive taxation. It is outrageous, and in fact, as one woman put it to me recently, who was a carer, she wasn't talking about herself, but she said she came across this example of how, because it's mostly women who are carers, and if they are sort of trapped in this situation, therefore dependent on their male partner, if, for example, they're subject to abuse, They can be in an incredibly vulnerable position and have to go begging to somebody, as she put it, begging for money for Tampax. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. So, and essentially you're trapping carers in poverty and insisting they stay poor when they're doing society and vulnerable people such an enormous service. So there is absolutely no justification for this. And potentially you're putting women particularly, or carers, in a very, very vulnerable position. So we need to get rid of it immediately. And it is money well spent. In fact, ultimately, it's about saving society.
In benefits that we pay, we pay out 1.7 billion when you look across all of these different allowances. So if you take the sum that Cathal has put there, if we're paying 1.7 billion, 375 million isn't a huge increase on that. And if it's phased in over a number of years, it's very doable.
But there's only 70 sitting days or so left in the session of the current Dáil at the absolute maximum until the next general election, Jennifer Cavanagh. So, and plenty of competing demands. So get the skates on would seem to be the question. And when will this be done?
Yeah, look, there's been so many times that different policies have been announced and then you look at it and it's the same policy. And it's like, lads, would you stop having press conferences and just actually go into the chamber and get the legislation done?
All right. OK, I just want to go to so listeners have been in touch on our earlier item on neutrality. Actually, Arlis Mary Higgins, who proposed that private members bill in the Shannon on the inspection of planes in Shannon, has said that the powers are already there to inspect. Over 1,000 exemptions granted in 2023 alone, with the majority being given to the United States and Germany, the largest exporters of weapons. Neutrality or not, says another texter. NATO or not, is there any danger that Ireland might pay for its own defence, asks Kevin in Fairview. Kieran is asking, if the government is so sure about removing the triple lock, why does it hold a referendum to enshrine neutrality in the constitution? And an email from Geraldine on carers. As a carer, it was only when my husband died that I realised I had become a diminished, isolated, marginalised and broken person. It has taken 12 years to recover. And indeed, we're sorry to hear that, and you'd hope that something, a move in this direction, would improve the circumstances for people in a similar position.